Hey, Chris.
Yeah, Fred.
What's a mason?
That's a really good question, Fred.
You've reached the internet's home for all things masonry. Join Chris and I as we plumb the depths of our ancient craft. From the common gavel to the trowel, nothing is off the table. So grab your tools and let's get to work. This is On the Level.
Well, Chris, we just continue to roll through. There it is, the rebel yell one more time. That was an awesome interview with Jeremy.
Incredible.
We are definitely going to have him back. There's no doubt about it. He is a lifer. We are definitely going to harass him and follow him around until he says yes again. So we'll get him back on the show no matter what. Steve, brother, how are you? It's good to see you. You cannot hear me? You should be able to hear me loud and clear, man.
We have...
I could before.
Oh, it could well, be the check and make sure you're plugged in fully here.
Now we're good.
There you go. You're going to have to speak right into that microphone, brother.
This is actually one of our very close neighbors from Hillsborough Lodge.
Hillsborough Lodge, yeah. Yeah, we met up there at the symposium last year. It was
absolutely
the first time I met
yes.
you. Yeah, yep. That was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
Right Worshipful, yes.
Right Worshipful, correct.
Steven Silvers.
Steven Silvers, yeah.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem. No problem at all, man. We want to get as many people on as we possibly can. All right, so give us the skinny. John was talking a little bit about the history of...
So originally this started out in 2016 when Stan Hudson became the Grand Master of Masons of Florida.
Right.
You were a district deputy that
year. I was a district deputy for him. Bill was a district deputy for him.
Yes.
We were also district instructors at the same time the year before.
Right.
And several of the other guys that are here were also
really
district deputies for Stan. We were known as Hudson's Heroes.
Okay.
And after Stan's... opportunity to sit in the Grand East at the Grand Lodge of Florida, Bill came up with this idea, hey, let's go to Washington, and because we wanted to visit the guys from Potomac No. 5 and attend their installation. Oh, and while we're at it, since we're going to be here for a few days, let's do a few things.
So, sure.
Right.
You're in D.C.
Laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier on Friday became one of our things that we do all the time, and the Grand Master of the time, at the time,
Florida Grand Master,
Florida Grand Master, Glenn Bishop this year, Most Worshipful Bishop, mm-hmm. will be one of the four people who lay the wreath tomorrow at the tomb. Mm. And in just a few minutes, we're going to draw three names out of a hat of all of the participants that are here from Florida to see the next three people that got to go with him, because four people can lay the wreath.
That is awesome.
What a privilege for people.
So right.
We've done a lot of different things in our time up here, as well as going to the installation. The first year, we laid a wreath at the tomb of George Washington at Mount Vernon.
Wow.
In a ceremony that we do right outside of his grave site. And
does that still go on?
We did it last year.
You did?
We went to Mount Vernon again for the first time since the first year. So we started this in 2017, and if I remember correctly, there may be three people that have been here every year. Said two before, but I believe that Greg Wynn over my left shoulder here, I believe that he's been here every year that we've had this trip as well.
Okay. All right.
And Bill and myself. And
right.
So, and the first year that we did it, it was just Hudson's Heroes. There were about seven or eight of us, maybe nine of the district deputy grandmasters, the grandmaster, Stan Hudson, and his grand marshal.
Okay.
And we were here, and we have a picture in a hotel, in front of the Christmas tree. And there's just, and there's like 10 or 12 of us, and that was it.
Right.
So this started in 2017 with like 12 brothers.
Jeez.
And now, 6 years later, we're getting 40, 50 guys coming, riding on on a gigantic bus to go and do all these great things together.
Yeah.
So it's a great time to meet people from around the state who maybe I haven't met, who heard about the trip, who are here, and everybody to get to know each other. And masonry is one big happy family, so it's a great time to get together, and it's right before the holidays.
Yeah.
And it's become quite a tradition.
I love it. I think it's as masonry begins, we see an ascendancy of masonry. It's kind of coming back to, we see younger and younger men getting involved in masonry, and they need to know this. This is what the new masons coming in need to understand, the history, and to actually see this place that was very Masonic in its founding. And they need to understand the fraternity that they're getting involved in has some deep, deep roots in the very country, you know, that we're hoping to make an impact, a positive impact on in the future, you know. And so this is a great event, man. I mean, absolutely an amazing
it's
event.
It's magical to be here.
Right?
This year we're going to, it's our first time, we're going to go to Capitol Hill.
Really?
We're all going up to the United States Capitol tomorrow afternoon. We're going to get a tour. We're going to have lunch in the Capitol
we'll be there
cafeteria.
With you.
Yeah.
If you guys could show me where the suggestion box is, I'd like to throw one in.
They don't have a suggestion box.
Apparently not, no.
We've gone to the George Washington National Masonic Memorial several times.
That's beautiful.
A couple of years ago, we actually held a tiled meeting at the George Washington
National meeting. In one of those three lodges on the ground floor?
No kidding.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's really funny. I was walking around the basement area of that. You know, they have those photographs of the historic lodges around the country downstairs. I'm walking along in the corridor, and I look, and there's a picture of Hillsborough Lodge number 25 on the wall in the Masonic Memorial for George Washington.
I love it.
We don't have a lot of time, but there's something I have to ask you, because we were just talking to Jeremy about the fact that he spoke to someone that, you know, actually had experiences with George Washington. So we're talking about legends that are going to survive time. And this is something that very few men have an opportunity to be remembered in time. You are one of three people who started this adventure, this historical precedent that's happening in Freemasonry. I know, be humble, but don't be humble. Now, we're only in the sixth year, but I can see 200 years down the line when we're all dead and gone.
That this continues to go.
This could be a mecca migration for Masons in the future.
I hope so.
And what does it feel like to be a man who could be remembered in history? Do you even realize it?
I'm getting goosebumps as you say that, but honestly, you know, to be quite honest, Bill Katsoulis was in Ocala with another brother who's not here, who came a couple of years, and to bring the gavel down to Ocala. When Bill had arranged for that to happen, he asked me to come up and join them, and I did. And it was great. Bill dragged me into this in 2016. And ever since, you know, Bill and I have been very close for a long time, but he dragged me into traveling around with the gavel, meeting the guys who brought it down from Washington, and who we became great friends with.
Yeah.
So the general purpose of our coming up here originally was specifically to attend the installation of officers at Potomac number 5.
Yeah.
And so because we became friends, and every year there's a different chairman of the gavel, they brought the gavel down to
they
the Grand Lodge of Flora.
Of the gavel?
The Worshipful Master of Potomac Lodge number 5 is like the chairman of the gavel committee.
Okay.
And then they have people that are authorized to remove it in a special, you know, lock case with
mentioned that.
Right, yeah, that's what Jeremy was talking
with
about.
With a handcuff to your wrist. And so, yeah, I'm happy to be part of that group. I'm thankful for Bill including me in all of the activities that he imagines in his head and then makes come true. So we owe this to Bill.
Sure.
And I'm happy that, you know, be one of the trusted confidants that he'll call up and say, hey, we're thinking about, let's do this. What do you think about going here? What do you think about going there? And there are a group of four of us now, including him, that we bounce these ideas off of to decide on what we're going to do for the trip. So we have a good time doing that. I have a good time, you know, meeting all the new brothers. I have a wonderful Masonic family that comes up here every year. It's a great tradition, and I agree. If they remember my name in 100 years, that's great. But I don't do it for that.
It's a tradition. That's the perfect word. It's a tradition, and it'll keep going. And So, Steve, thanks, man. Thanks for sitting down and giving us the skinny on that. I appreciate it. They are about to draw names. for those four people that Jeremy talked about. So we're going to cut off for right now, and we'll come back at it in a little bit.
We have so many people we need to talk so much
that's
more
right,
with.
That's right.
These are historic people doing historic things for our country and our fraternity.
We will be back after the drawing to do a few more interviews, and we'll see y'all on the other side, brother. See you in a little
bit. Peace out.